Good morning. Good morning, and welcome to our weekly 10 Minutes of Meaning. Thanking our sponsors for this year, Lenny and Chani Grunstein, in memory of Chani's father, Aaron Ben Yitzchak Tambor, his neshama should have an aliyah. Thank you for joining us in this unusual fashion. Every week we Facebook Live these 10 minutes. But obviously we don't have the ability to have daven together and to follow up davening together. I can't offer you coffee and donuts this week, but I do offer you my love, my positive energy, my hope, my optimism, and hope that together we not only are getting through this, but together we will be even stronger as a result. We are studying Mesilas Yesharim. We are in the 11th chapter, Midas Hanukkiyus. The Mesilas Yesharim, the Ramchal, tapping into the ancient wisdom of Rav Pinchas ben Yair, has been describing a formula for us towards perfection. How to live our best lives. How to be able to put our best foot forward. Our best lives are not only when we're out in public, out and about, interacting with others, going to shul, work, and the like. Sometimes our best lives are when we are in retreat, when we're hunkering and bunkering down. What does our best lives look like when we are faced with frustration and the challenge of not losing our cool, of not getting angry, of not becoming hopeless or helpless? Sometimes that is where we have to tap into that reservoir of energy and strength, tap into our best qualities in order to express our best self yet. So in this chapter of Nikias, we started with Zahirus, how we can be mindful in every thought, speech, and behavior. And then we move to the world of Zerizus, how we can act with alacrity and zeal and enthusiasm. And now we are on the chapter of Nikias, how we can perfect our thinking so that not only do we confront our urges and temptations and find the capacity to overcome them, but we can actually purge from our own lives and lifestyles any temptation to go in the wrong direction. How do we not only make sure to say the right thing, how are we not even tempted to say the wrong thing? How are we not only trying to train ourselves to make the right decisions, how can we eliminate the draw to make the wrong decisions, and so on. And the Ramchal has been focusing here first, we're going to move over to promiscuity next, but he's been focusing first on the character trait of Nikias when it comes to gezel, when it comes to stealing, when it comes to not taking things which are not our own. And he's emphasized to us that if a person is lax, if a person cuts corners, if a person is not honest, if a person misreports their tax returns or competes unethically or ruthlessly or markets unfairly, if a person steals the time of another person, you told someone you'd call them, you meet them at a certain time, you kept them waiting, you ran late, you told someone you were going to follow through on a certain project, and you dropped the ball, you didn't get it done. These are all forms of stealing from another, says the Ramchal. You can take the object of another, though hopefully none of us would go into someone's home and take their things, reach into their pocket or pocketbook and steal their money. But if you take someone's trust, if you take somebody's faith in you and faith in humanity, that too is a form of stealing, of which we are culpable, of which we are liable. So we last left off last week, and all of these previous year we've given in this area, I know we have new people joining us who have found the time to learn this week, unfortunately, because they're home, but on YU Torah or RabbiEfraimGoldberg.org, you can find all the previous shiurim of Mesilas Yesharim leading us to this point. So the Ramchal taught us the prohibition of ona'a. Ona'a comes from the word hana'a. You have promised a benefit or a pleasure to the other party that you can't deliver on. You've dressed up your merchandise. You've overpromised and underdelivered in your service. That's a form of stealing. You may think you're a good businessman. You may think you're an impressive businesswoman. You may think you're a good salesperson. But from a halachic perspective, from an ethical perspective, in fact, you've stolen the trust of that person. V'amr zichron levrach afil l'ramas zagai osar. One is not allowed to steal or to abuse the trust of a non-Jew. This has nothing to do with Jew or non-Jew. It's a misnomer, and it's a terrible chilul Hashem. Those Jews who think they can operate among the non-Jewish world in a different way or to a different standard. And true, the Gemara does entertain what is the halachic conclusion when it comes to keeping something that was return from a non-Jew. You got too much change from a non-Jew. However, we do conclude the proper thing is to return it. And here the Gemara goes further. Loramos, to abuse the trust of, to distort or lie to a non-Jew, is even more severe than to take their things. All consistent with this idea that an object, a material possession or good, you can return, you can compensate. But someone's trust, someone's belief in you, someone's faith, which extends to a faith in humanity, if you've stolen or abused it, It cannot be returned. Don't dress up old things. People who sell things online, people who sell things live and in person when they're able to. If you display it in such a fashion, which is inaccurate, which is distorted, you're manipulating someone. You're not allowed to mix grain from one field with grain from another. Even if it's all fresh, do not distort the appearance or the marketing of what it is you're selling. A person who does these things, they're acting fraudulently. So the Ramchal is impressing upon us that the reason to be honest, the reason to be careful with every word we say, the reason to be careful in our business dealings and how we market and how we interact is not only to protect the other party from being injured. It's not just that morally and ethically we want to ensure that people are not taken advantage of or abused, not just because we're preventing ourselves from violating Gezel, stealing, but also our own character, our own integrity. The whole theme of this character trait of Nikias is how do we preserve the innocence and purity of our character? How does our character best reflect a sense of godliness? How do we put our best foot forward? The goal and the purpose and the mission of life is not to have the most things. It's not to accumulate the most possessions. It's not to be the salesman of the year the most amount of times. It's not to have the largest bank account. Although those things are lovely and nice and there's nothing wrong with achieving them, they have to be done morally and ethically. The goal and the mission of our lives is to return our soul to our Creator, least blemished, least tainted, least compromised. If we're dishonest, if we distort what we present, if we don't follow through on our word, if we mislead people and we lose their trust, we've put a blemish, we've compromised our character, which ultimately becomes our legacy. Kore Chamesh Shemos, such a person is designated by five descriptions: Aval, Sanoi, Meshukatz, Cherem, and To'eva. Iniquitous, hated, abominable, excommunicated, and despicable. And I want to pause and repeat something we said last week. You know, often that word To'eva is bandied about with certain population, a certain demographic. And true, the Torah does use that word To'eva, abomination, when it describes certain behavior, not even an orientation, but certain behavior which is considered outside of the Torah standard or the Torah ethic. It does use the word abomination. But there are horrible sources, Jewish sources, that even in headlines will describe individuals or demographics with that word abomination, and they selectively only use it and are only reminded of the Torah's use of it in one case. But here the Ramchal reminds us that a person who is dishonest in business, who lies and cheats, a person who doesn't follow the health guidelines and therefore threatens the well-being of their neighbor and of their fellow citizens, such a person the Torah also calls a to'eva. They are an abomination. So if we're going to employ and invoke the Torah's term abomination, we shouldn't do so selectively. Let's call out all those who are an abomination. Those who lie, cheat, distort, those who compete ruthlessly and unethically, those who abuse the trust of the public, and those who don't follow through on their responsibilities. They're not just called a to'eva, an abomination in the singular. Such individuals are called, in fact, aval sanei meshukatz cherem en to'eva. And the Ramchal continues that the Gemara in Baba Kama says, kol hagozlas chaver afilu shava pruta kilu nota nafsha mimenu. If you steal even a minimum amount, if you steal a penny, something worth only a pruta from another, you have stolen their life. Chazal call money damim. It's our blood, sweat, and tears. In this period of uncertainty we're living in, when we're all unsure of what will be, and therefore we're concerned of how we'll make an income, how people will support ourselves, our dollar, every penny that we own, it's our damim, it's our life source. It sustains us. And if somebody else were to steal it, abuse it, if somebody else were to take it, kilu notel nafsho. It's as if you've stolen our very life. Harila chachomer avan azah filu shir muat. And therefore, this prohibition is violated even in a small measure. That's how strict and stringent we are of being honest, of having integrity, of following through on our word, of practicing the nikias, of living such lives of purity and innocence that we're not even tempted, that we would never, ever violate this instruction. The Yomru Od, and the Gemara in Tainus says, Enak Shem Netzarm El Bavon Gazal, the rain stops, we are visited by hardship, collectively, natural hardship, because of Gazel, because of dishonesty. The Od Amru, and the Medrash of Eker Rabba, Kupa Mle Avonos, Mi Mekatrik Barosh Kulam, Gazel, V'dor Amaba Lo Nechtam Gzardinam Ela Ala Gazel. The generation of the flood was wiped out, and the final blow for them was stealing, Gezel. And so as we pause here, and we'll pick up with this, please God, next week, 8:15 every Wednesday morning. We long for the time we'll be back together again in person, enjoying a cup of coffee, following a minyan, between minyanim as we study together. But until then, join us online as we all try to practice our nekiyus, this prescription, this formula for living our best life yet of the Ramchal, based on Rav Pinchas ben Yair, is not only true in public, as we began, as we are in private, as we're trying to live our best lives, trying to figure and navigate a complicated world that's filled with stress and anxiety. May Hashem enable us, give us the strength, the serenity, the peace, to be our best selves, and please God, to be our healthiest and safest selves as well.